you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, May 6th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Today is the day that Los Angeles County eases coronavirus restrictions. Now that the county is officially in the yellow tier of the state's reopening framework, it's a major turnaround from where LA was just a couple of months ago. But UCLA epidemiologist and professor of medicine Dr. Timothy Brewer says health experts will be watching one number closely in the weeks to come, the county's test positivity rate. Right now, its seven-day average positivity rate is 0.7%.
And we're averaging about 60 to 65,000 tests a day. Less than 1% have the SARS-CoV-2 virus. If that starts rising, then that's an early signal that there is more transmission going on, and that would be concerning.
Dr. Brewer says people need to remember reopening does not mean the pandemic is over. Demand for vaccination appointments in LA County continues to drop. Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says we need to reverse that trend if we want to keep cases down and prevent the rise of coronavirus variants.
You know, if we got to 80% of our folks being vaccinated, it's unlikely that there will be that variant of concern showing up in our community. You get variants when the virus mutates, and the virus can only mutate when there's transmission.
Ferrer was interviewed on KPCC's All Things Considered. She says almost 68% of the population has gotten at least one dose of the vaccine, and appointments and walk-in slots are available across the county. Orange, Ventura, Riverside, San Bernardino, and other Southland counties remain in the orange tier. In fact, the county of Orange just missed out on moving down to the yellow. This week, the county did hit the state's yellow tier thresholds on the test positivity rate and health equity metric, but the case rate is still too high, 2.3 per 100,000 people. It needs to be less than 2. UC Irvine Professor of Public Health Andrew Neumer says they'll get there soon enough.
I certainly expect us to be in the yellow tier in Orange County by the end of the month.
Neumer told KPCC, even though Orange County is closer to more reopenings, it does not mean the pandemic is over.
You have to draw the line somewhere, and we want to avoid having another wave like we've seen in many countries and going back to red or going back to purple. So that's why we have to behave orange, even though we're very close to yellow.
In the meantime, the state of California has given Orange County $4.5 million to create incentives for more residents to get vaccinated. The county has yet to announce how those incentives would be distributed. Dozens of children at LA County's temporary shelters for migrant kids have now tested positive for COVID-19. At the Long Beach Convention Center, more than 50 children have been found to be infected, and KPCC's Austin Cross says the Pomona Fairplex shelter has another 14.
All of the children at the Long Beach Convention Center, along with any siblings, are now in isolation and receiving medical care by way of UCLA Health. A spokesperson with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says most of the cases are asymptomatic or mild, and that the majority of those children tested positive once they left Border Patrol custody, so they were sent to intake sites in separate vehicles. They say children will be tested every 3 days and go straight into isolation if there's a positive result. The Long Beach Convention Center currently shelters 710 children, closing in on its capacity of 1,000. There are just 216 kids at the Pomona Fairplex, which can handle up to 2,500. I'm Austin Cross.
The LA City Council has approved a motion to pursue new strategies to curtail illegal fireworks. The ideas include a buyback program, like what the city does with guns. Another is a reward program for people who report major suppliers of illegal fireworks. Setting them off scares pets, it can start fires, and stored fireworks can blow up neighborhoods, like you saw a month ago in Ontario. The South Coast AQMD also finds fireworks worsen the quality of air in the region. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.